that it has got relatively weak bonding and ozone is able to fall apart readily. The ozone layer then is located from 15 to 35 kilometres, that's where we find our maximum concentration, but it's still distinctly a trace gas. Around 10 ppm is what I want you to remember for the concentration of ozone in the stratosphere. So in this plot here, you can see that the concentration here is in ppm, and the maximum for that concentration then, which is to do mostly with where it's being produced and destroyed, its maximum then sits at about 30 kilometres up. The other way of expressing the concentration is in terms of the ozone density. Now the ozone density then is in terms of the molecules per unit volume. And because as we go out from the centre of the Earth, the actual volume of air that's actually been enclosed, okay, in a centimetre layer, then is we're increasing the amount of volume, we find that the maximum in this sits in a different position to the mixing ratio basis, because remember this is just on a relative basis to the other molecules that are around. The key though for both of these things is clearly the ozone layer is sitting in the stratosphere, and the amount is very small, and if mankind is able to introduce a chemical pollutant up into the stratosphere that interferes either with the production of ozone or the degradation of ozone, then we can change the amount of ozone that's present.